This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been said that DNA evidence revolutionized the criminal justice system. Today, a Supreme Court case is testing just how far that revolution goes. The case involves a man on death row for murder. Defense lawyers say that DNA evidence has cast significant doubt on their client's guilt. Prosecutors and a lower court say the standard for a new trial has not been met. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The evidence at the center of this case is semen. Specifically, semen that was found on Carolyn Muncy's clothing on the night 20 years ago that her body was discovered in a ravine near her house in rural Tennessee. Carolyn's husband was Hubert Muncy, Jr.
Well, my wife was a good wife.
He admits that 20 years ago, he drank
a few beers about every evening.
But he says he only ever hit his wife once.
Smacked her jaw and things, for she called me an SOB one time. And that one time was all it took, but she didn't call me that no more.
It was his semen on Carolyn Muncy's clothing. 10 years after the original murder trial, a handful of witnesses came forward and said Muncy admitted to killing his wife. More recently, 6 appeals court judges suggested that Muncy was the most likely culprit.
They are wrong, for I did not kill my wife, and things, and I've never said nothing to nobody about it, and things like that.
By the time the witnesses against Hubert Muncy came forward, a different man was already on death row for Carolyn Muncy's murder. Paul Gregory House was tried and convicted in the mid-80s, before DNA testing existed. Police identified him as a suspect after interviewing a man who claimed to see House near the scene of the crime. Prosecutors at the trial told the jury that it was likely House's semen, not Muncy's, that was on the dead woman's clothes. House had just moved to Tennessee after serving prison time for rape, and prosecutors convinced the jury that House had sexually assaulted and killed Carolyn Muncy. Now House's lawyers want the case reopened. Stephen Kissinger is House's federal defender.
Mr. House is the most clearly innocent client I've ever represented.
But prosecutors present other evidence that they say still incriminates House. Jennifer Smith is Tennessee's Associate Deputy Attorney General prosecuting the case.
The victim's blood was literally all over his pants. There were spots of blood on the outside of his pants, wiped on his pants, inside the pocket.
She says that's more than enough for a jury to convict House, even without the semen. But Kissinger says there's a problem with the blood evidence.
There was almost an entire tube of blood missing from the autopsy samples.
And another vial of blood leaked. House's pants and the blood samples were in the same box when they went to the lab for analysis. So, Kissinger says, the blood on House's pants could have spilled there after Carolyn Muncy was killed. There are other questions, too, about House's alibi and the timeline on the night of the murder. The Supreme Court has to decide whether House has presented enough new evidence to reopen the case. At the appeals court level, 8 judges thought he had not met the standard. 7 thought he had. Kent Scheidegger is legal director for the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a pro-death penalty group.
How many times are you going to try the same case? 5 times, 6 times, 7 times? There has to be a point at which we're going to say that some small increment of evidence is not sufficient to reopen an old case.
About 10 years ago, the Supreme Court set out the standard for getting a new trial in cases such as these. Defense lawyer Kissinger has to show
that no reasonable juror, after hearing all that evidence, would find the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
This is the first time the Supreme Court has considered how much weight courts should give DNA evidence. That's one reason the Innocence Project decided to write a friend of the court brief for House. The Innocence Project uses DNA evidence to free innocent people in prison. Nina Morrison is a staff lawyer.
Scientific evidence really should carry particular weight. That's something that jurors and judges have long recognized. Prosecutors recognize it as well, and we think it's time for the court to take a look at how it should affect its own interpretation of the law.
The court also has to answer a larger question.
One of the things that most Americans don't know is that the Supreme Court has never resolved the issue of whether it's constitutional to execute somebody who's innocent.
The last time the court was asked that question, in a 1993 case, the justices dodged the issue. House has been in prison for the last 20 years. Because of multiple sclerosis, he no longer speaks clearly. But 2 years ago, 60 Minutes interviewed him and asked why he didn't just admit to Carolyn Muncy's murder and beg Tennessee's governor for clemency.
Because I didn't do it. I don't want to be remembered for something I didn't do.
Now the Supreme Court will decide whether House can make that case in court again. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.